Welcome back to the Midwest Hinds Hunt Podcast. Boys, it's been a long time coming. Free fire, here we are. I'm your host, Braden Tolles. To my left,
Bryce Tolles.
Colton Hammond.
Fellas, what is happening? It's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
Been bird hunting.
Yeah. All right, before we just jump in to the turkeys here, what's everyone been up to in our, like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 month hiatus that we've been on?
Work, just working.
Well, yeah, you're kind of, no news really from you.
Yep.
What about you, Braden?
I got a 4-month-old running around now. He's a lot of fun.
4 months?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I know it. Flies. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, dude, he is 4 months old.
That's crazy.
Well, really flies. Well, because, like, you know, they get their checkup when, I don't know, I can't even remember, like a month, right? You pretty much go like month one, month two, you get a checkup. And then after the second checkup, you don't go back till you're 4 month, which is tomorrow. But like that 2 month gap, it's like, where'd it go? What about you, Colton? You're
a couple weeks from having our own little.
Getting real close.
All of
boy or girl?
Girl.
Name?
Briley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything done at the house for?
For her, yeah.
Yeah, for her. What about for you?
Not for me.
Yeah. Do you remember his house at all? The last time you were in there?
I don't think I've ever been in there.
That's
really?
Weird.
Never.
He's building a bar right off the kitchen. It's actually pretty sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wall's done. Floor's not done. Bar's not done. Bar's in the works.
Bar's got to get done before the floor gets done.
Right. But yeah, dude, everyone's been busy and it's like, yeah, I've been wanting to do this, but I'm also like, you know.
A bit busy.
Well, at the end of deer season there, I was still trying to fill a tag. Got nowhere. And then the baby came and then it was like, dude, I'm not gonna. I don't know. It was weird, Bryce, because like, and I was telling Colton this, when you have a baby, it's not like you don't want to do anything. It's not like you're like, oh, no. You're just like, you don't really have like the desire to like do a whole lot. You're just like on dad duty 24/7. I haven't drank a whiskey and Sprite since my kid was born. You know that?
It's probably a good idea.
Whatever. You guys act like I'm an alcoholic good or something. Idea. But whatever. We're back now. And what is it today? May 19th. For some states, I know turkey season's done and gone. I know Missouri closed a couple weeks back. They're early over there.
When does it close here?
End of May. But
long.
Yeah, we got a long one. Some states start earlier, though.
Yeah. I don't think Missouri's is earlier than ours. I really don't. I don't know.
Missouri's went different.
Yeah. But raise your hand here if you have killed a turkey.
Hi.
Great. Not me, but
you got close.
Twice. Well, more than twice, a couple times, but I don't know. Where do we want to kick this off? Who killed first? Colton did.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and let you take it then and jump in about you. And then also I want you to get Dalton's story on here too. That's funny.
Oh God.
So whatever day you killed, go ahead. Run us through from when you left the house, because it wasn't around here.
Yeah, so I don't remember what date it was. Well, it was the weekend of the April 20th, that weekend. But anyway, went out west because one of my buddies from college had a baby shower in Salina, so went to that on Saturday. And then after that, we hunted Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning. And it was tough. I mean, we just didn't see the numbers like we had in the past. And the birds we did try to get on were very educated, and it was tough. But on Sunday evening, or actually it was before lunch, before noon, I had to leave at noon. Dalton had to leave at noon to go to a birthday party or something. And as we're driving back at like 11:30, he saw a turkey in a field on his aunt's property. And so he called his aunt and got permission. And we just parked and luckily by that time the turkey had gone behind like a brush pile.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally just got out of the truck and ran as fast as we could to the brush pile. And by that time the turkey was at like 80, 90 yards. And so Dalton's like, take this fan and just crawl out there. So I took the turkey fan and I crawled out there. And as soon as...
Bow or gun? Because you took both.
I was going to try it with a bow, but at this point it was anything that happened, happened.
Right. Crunch time.
I could have shot it with a bow, but I didn't have the bow at that time. But yeah, so as soon as I crested the hill with that turkey fan, he turned around and started running right at me. And then he got to like 45 and I dropped the fan and dropped him.
Dropped him.
But he was a good bird.
Is that a poke?
No.
Not
I mean, no.
No.
Probably. That's what I'm comfortable on.
I gotcha.
30 to 50.
Okay. Standard for you.
But, yeah, he was a good bird. He had a, like, 10-inch beard and inch and a half spurs or inch and a quarter spurs. But, yeah. He was a good bird for me.
It's cool that it happened at, like, crunch time, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. The last possible. Second. Yeah.
Like, to the point where when we got back to the house, he had to shower and get ready while I cleaned the bird and all that kind of stuff. So
out the door.
Yeah, we were out the door.
Did you take everything from the bird or just the breast?
What do you mean?
Mm.
Like, because you can do the legs and shit too, right?
Yeah, I took everything.
Took everything.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay, so that's one bird down. Now, Bryce, do we want to jump into our trip out west with Drew, or do we want to let's do that, and then we're going to jump back and get the Dalton story. It's great. But, so, I don't remember exactly what weekend it was, but got off work. You didn't even have to work that day. Came home, was going to shower, throw everything in the truck and get. Water wasn't on. Wonder why. Freaking town of, you know, where we are here. And, anywho, so we headed out. We got out to Drew's, what was it, Bryce? Late.
Like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it was like late Friday night. And then Drew had done some scouting previously. And we kind of had an idea. Just, he was trying to see where the birds were roosting at. I don't know if he ever actually found any birds, but you said you heard a few. So I went there. And go ahead, Bryce, I'll let you take it.
Oh, well, we got there, got in town, and then we shot the buzz a little bit, went to bed, woke up, fucking ass crack of dawn, and we were headed out there. It was like an hour drive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 45 minutes to an hour.
And I have no idea about turkey hunting at this point, like nothing. No recollection at all of it. Well, that might not be the right word, but yes, we get out of the truck, and we're kind of just sitting there. This dude's actually taking a shit in the tall grass.
Dude.
And he never shuts up about the shit throughout the whole day. So it's pretty fucking gross. And yeah, so we unpack our bows and we start walking down this trail. And this dude barks off a hoot owl call just for me. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And I think there was a hoot owl that called back, right?
Well, another owl sounded off, and then turkeys sounded off
The best call in the mornings.
Yeah. And the turkeys did sound off.
I know a little bit what I'm doing over here. Yeah. Come on.
And then we got across the creek, and we were kind of laying low, working around the field.
Well, hang on now.
Where the turkeys were.
We're hearing. They're sounding off. And
yeah, they're loud.
First thought, we were going to just, because it's dark, and we're going, got across the field, and it's timber.
This is public, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we took like four fucking steps and we're like, nope, we're not doing this. We're not going down right here. Way too loud. So we just skirted the field all the way down. And what was it? Kind of like a sandbank, really.
It was really sandy.
Well, we ended up slipping down. It was a lot more quiet and we popped up on the other side. But go ahead from there.
Pop up on the other side and there's cows. There's heifer with his baby with him running right at us. I'm like, oh God, what's this going to turn into? But we ended up crossing the barbed wire fence and going all the way around the field. And we're kind of, at that point, we didn't know where the birds were. We shouldn't have been so secretive. I think we should have pushed them more, but.
Well, yeah, come to find out, we heard them.
They were further away than we thought.
And they may have not have been too far where they were roosting, but where they flew down, like the way it's set up, like if their tree was here in this general area, there's the creek that ran a small field and then the big field we were in. But on the other side, they can fly down over the tops of those on the, would have been the south side and into that field. And we worked around, you know, just trying not to get silhouetted or whatever and keep it nice and, you know, quiet and out of sight. Sun started coming up and we kept hearing them. But
we didn't know where they were going to pitch down at. So we kind of just sat there and they pitched down and they went the opposite way. And we didn't hear gobbles for probably like 10 minutes and we decided to start moving and we were heading their way and we were like, oh, we don't know where they are. So we were just kind of guessing.
Well, yeah, we went down this trail and like where the piece the cows were on, it's public, but I don't know how that works. Farmers
can.
Yeah, they can.
Mm-hmm.
Put, yeah.
And at that point, there was turkeys everywhere. There was gobbles
going
everywhere.
We're hearing a bunch.
Like behind us, front of us, to the side, everywhere.
Well, then we walked down, you know, and we kind of, there's a field right there, you know, you kind of start going up the trail up to the top. And we scanned it, and it didn't look. It was still part of that same property that the cows could go back into, and it just didn't look, you know, didn't look good for birds. And Drew's like, well, let's pop around here. And so we did. We went back down, crossing into the creek, got up the other side. And I still remember it. Drew's in front of us. I'm behind Drew, and Bryce is behind me. And I'm going up, and next thing you know, Bryce, like, eats shit, trying to get up the bank. And I just turn around. I'm like, what are you doing? And Drew, like, turns back and looks at us, like, total dad mode. He goes, shut up. He goes, there's birds up here. Sure enough, pop up. There was
probably 10, 12 birds.
Yeah, there was probably.
There was like four Jakes, I think.
There was a lot of Jakes.
Any long probably beards?
None.
No long beards.
Well, so Drew was ahead of us. So he kind of got up to it. He was on like some level ground where both of us are still like in the bank. And he got a good look and we slipped up. And then we made a play. We're like, we're still not 100% sure at the time. We're like, we don't know if these are Jake's, Tom's, what do we got? And they sent me, so went back down the bank, pretty much started, you know, just tiptoeing across. I made it, I don't know, 30, 40 yards down and around. And I popped up and I got a good look at all of them. And I was looking out at the binos and they were nothing but Jake's, you know, beards all like that. And those top, I don't know, 5-6 feathers were all probably an inch or two shorter.
They were all strutting.
Yeah. And I don't know. It was more than four. I know that because I was looking at them. I just kept going from like bird to bird, seeing what we had, and had one at like 20 yards, had another at like 40 facing away. And I'm like, I don't want to kill one that bad to shoot a Jake. So then I just popped up and I didn't even realize there was two hens just out here. They saw me. They just went, swoom, they were gone. And then it pushed all those birds down to the corner kind of where they were. And I don't know why Bryce wasn't up on the edge there, because you could have killed one if you wanted to.
I'm glad I didn't.
I am too. Hence the fan on the table. But after that, you know, we can sum it up kind of quick here. We just drove around, you know, checking fields, never came, went into a few spots, grabbed lunch. We saw one Tom and he was on some private, like, I don't know, probably less than 100 yards from being on the public, but he was working.
We could have shot him from the road.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, I know, but we could have shot him from the road if
it was legal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He was like 40 yards.
But we were watching him and he was just working a hen the complete wrong way. And we're like, well, fuck. And kind of just kept driving around. And that was the only Tom we saw on that trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
But there were so many fucking turkeys out there on that public land. So many turkeys.
We saw out west, we saw a bunch of Jakes.
Yeah.
Well, and the good thing was is that that whole morning, we were probably out there for like 6 hours. We were the only people out there.
Yeah, I've honestly never ran in. Now, okay, I take that back. There was a time we pulled up Bryce to where we went to the very first morning. And last year, there was a truck out there, but I've never like ran into very many people.
And then we went back there that night. Yeah, we were kind of on a couple Jakes, too.
It got to the point where Bryce was like, he's like, is it bad to shoot a Jake? I'm like, No. He's like, well, what's the deal with it? We're like, I don't know. People, jackasses give other people shit for shooting. The way I see it is shoot whatever you want to. I don't care. As long as it's legal, do your thing. Yep. But Bryce got to the point, he's like, fuck it. I'm going to shoot a Jake with my bow. We're like, okay, let's go. And go ahead from there, because we actually put a decoy out.
It was just a... Yeah, we put a decoy out and we sat there and it didn't work. But at the end, there was also two Jakes out in the field that were kind of moved. They were doing some... And we were when we were stalking them, we kicked a hen up out of the woods, well, actually.
They were fighting each other out there. They were just like jumping on each other and hitting each other. Yeah. And they wanted to make a play. I just stayed back in spot.
We were probably like 50 to 80 yards away, and we kicked a hen up out of the woods. So that's probably what they were fighting about, don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to fuck her. No, I am.
But then that's it. We lost them, and that's it.
Yep. That went down.
Sums up your trip.
Well, pretty much. So Sunday rolls around, the alarms go off. Bryce is the only one to hear them. So Jackass here gets up and just says, oh, fuck it, and turns off the alarms.
I didn't want to fucking go on again. Like, fuck that.
But, I mean, it was fun out there. You know, you get to put on some miles, and it is definitely fun, you know, when you're standing there in any situation, really, but right there on the field edge, and you just hear them sound off in the morning, and you're just like, shit, this is cool. But that was it for us. Came back from that trip empty-handed, and then let's go in order here. Colton, you had Dalton come into town.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So the next weekend after that I went out there and shot my bird, me and my wife had a baby shower, so he came up and stayed with us that weekend. So we did some hunting, and first morning we decided to go to a private property I had permission on, and we had four toms that were out in the field. They didn't come into our decoys, but they were like 40 or 50 yards. And Dalton stands up over some brush and, well, back up a little bit. We get out of the truck, and I noticed he had brought a whole box of shells, but he left it in the center console. So I didn't say anything. I'm like, okay, I guess he's got enough. And so we get back to the toms in front of us, four of them. And I said, just shoot which one you want. And so he shoots.
There was four of them out there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he shoots once, and then he shoots again. And then on the third shot, I saw him roll it. Or roll one. And so I stood up, started walking out there. Well, as soon as I started walking out there, the tom gets up and starts running. And I'm expecting to hear a fourth shot, but no, Dalton only brought three shells. We were out of shells. And so we're chasing after this bird. And luckily, the bird got hit in the head, so he could only run in a circle. He could only run left. And so he's making giant circles out in the field. So I get in front of him. I was going to either tackle him. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got in front of him because I didn't want to get spurred. So I got in front of him, and I decided the best decision would be to drop kick him. Well, my muck boots were a little heavier than I anticipated, and so I kicked him right in the chest. As hard as I could, I kicked this turkey in the chest. And so he didn't faze him at all. I thought I broke my foot. And so he comes back around, and I look at, he keeps going in a circle, and I look at Dalton behind me, and he's standing in the way, but he's got his gun like a baseball bat, but he's holding the barrel, and
is
it comes
for real.
This is real. This is 100% true. And he winds up, and as soon as the turkey comes, does the same thing. He squares that thing up, but hits it right in the chest, and
where are we aiming for exactly? Because I don't know.
To hit it?
Yeah,
just in the head. I'm trying to knock this thing out. Well, he hits it right in the chest with his gun. Well, he's got a Benelli that's like, it's a waterfowl gun, so it's all synthetic. And the butt stock just breaks off, just twists. He's like, I just broke my butt stock. I'm like, get the turkey. Who cares about the gun? And then we're chasing this thing around in circles, and he's like, jump on it. I'm like, so I was like, it was running a big circle. So I'm like, I'm going to run this way and I'm going to cut him off. Well, at that point, the turkey realized it could go straight. So it just did a dead line straight for the trees. I'm like, well, he's gone. So we stand there. Me and him are standing next to each other and we watch this turkey run into the trees. Well, as I'm watching it, I noticed it. The turkey ran right into a brush pile. I'm like, there's no way it got out of that. So we walk over there, and sure enough, turkey's laying down in the bottom of the brush pile. And he's like, we need to start wearing GoPros. I'm like, yeah, up until the part we drop kicked it and hit it with a baseball bat. I
mean, get canceled real quick.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to end this thing's life so it's not suffering, well, but it doesn't look good when we're kicking it. And
well, it's like the video of the guy, the same thing you showed me. Some dude did the same thing. He's panning the bird, and it's just like beep bopping in circles. And he shows, points the camera down. He's holding this big old stick.
That's exactly like my sister sent me that. I'm like, that's exactly what me and Dalton went through.
What were the specs on that bird? What's going?
Let's see. He had a nice beard, like an 11 and a quarter inch beard, or 10 and three quarter, something like that. But about inch long spurs. It was a nice bird. Yeah. It was definitely one of the funnier, most funny hunts I've ever been on. I mean,
the thing is, too, it's like, what are you supposed to do? Yeah, you don't have a shell.
I'm not going to just like watch this bird run in circles and suffer.
Right. Like,
and of course, I didn't have a gun because I'm tagged out. And so the fact that he only brought three shells, but like to his point, like you don't think you're going to need more than that. Like one shotgun shell should do the trick,
mm-hmm. right?
At 40 or 50 yards. And for some reason, he
fucking Iron Man.
He got one, he just got one bullet BB in his head.
I probably would have pissed myself watching this go down.
It was hilarious.
I can just picture
it. And we were so winded.
I'd have been terrified to jump on that bird, actually.
I was standing in front of it, and he comes running around, and I was going to jump on it. But I was like, damn, this thing, if I get on this thing's going to tear me to shreds.
Yeah, maybe grab it by the neck. And
he's still got his legs, though. I mean, I've been spurred by some turkeys just after they're dead and kicking. But, yeah, grabbing a live one, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
That's why I was just trying to knock it out or knock it down or something. That way I could really catch my bearings. But yeah, it was definitely hilarious.
It's comical. All right. So that puts us to current. And
we also went out with Colton.
We did.
Us too.
Yeah. Nothing really happened there.
Heard them on the roofs, but they were way
down
at the bottom of the field. Could never get them to come up.
Well, and then now for Colton and I, this is 2 days in a row. We've had the same
bird jackass that we've called in from a mile away. And he just
comes up, gets 3 yards behind you on the neighbor's property, and will not
cross.
Oh, that's actually fucking crazy.
It was the most frustrating.
No, you can turn around. You can just see him.
And he gobbled, I don't know, probably 30, 40 times.
Oh,
right
behind.
Seriously?
He was right
30, 40 times.
It would have been like him being right there on the other side of that door. Just
he was at like 30 or 40 for a while, just sitting there in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then
today, like, it was different because yesterday he did the same thing, got pretty close behind us, and then he just headed, would have been north on the neighbor's property in the timber. Well, today he did the same thing, and I'm just looking at Colton. I'm like, dude, rip his ass. And did it. He sounds off, he comes back. And we turn around and literally he's right there. And
that's frustrating.
I thought maybe he was going to go past us and come underneath the fence and then walk in front of us. Cause
like where that tree stand is.
Where we're hunting is all freshly mowed. Like there's,
You'd
think that he'd want to come out in the freshly mowed stuff instead of staying in the grass that's 3 feet tall. But no, he was.
And what do you think? It's just because he couldn't see? I was getting him nervous. Couldn't see the hint.
He's probably smart. Yeah.
We were calling. And he never saw her because the grass is so tall right there on the neighbor's property. So
maybe we should have stuck her into the top of that log, that stump you got sitting out there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just tough. Late season's tough.
especially a lot of private ground I own is all in hay and brome, so everything's tall.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like to keep it short on my property, but I can't do anything about the neighbor's property. But where we're going this evening, we'll probably get into them. It's just a matter of how close we can get to them.
Oh, you guys are hunting this evening?
Yeah.
We're going to try.
Might as well. Running out of days. I mean, I don't really have time during the week to do it. And, you know, we got to do everything we can here on the weekend. Okay, well, we also got to back up, too, because remember yesterday we hunted your spot this morning. So then we went to his sister's for, like, mid, because she's had turkeys walking across her driveway at, like, 11 o'clock. And we
sat in her driveway.
Set up a homemade blind, everything, and I don't know, it was, like, 11:15, and Cole's like, all right, we're giving it till noon. And, like, 10 minutes later, here comes the mailman pulling in to drop off the mail. We're like, yeah, we're done, goddammit.
Yeah. That's funny.
Now, it's crazy, though. It's just like, I don't know. I think God's hitting us back for our 20-minute double last year.
You guys were in the blind for 20 minutes?
I don't even know if it was that long.
We didn't even sit down. We didn't.
Wow.
We had, there's three guys in a tiny blind.
Fight. So
one guy's using a bow.
Mm-hmm.
One guy's using a shotgun. And literally, I think they were sitting down. I had just put the decoy out.
We're inside fighting wasps.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
We were fighting wasps that made nests in the ground blind. So we're fighting those things. We're all standing up whacking these things. And we hear a gobble at like 20 yards.
I don't even think we heard it. I think Colton just said, dude, I think I hear something.
Yeah. So we sat down, and literally 5 minutes after that, two of them walked in. So Braden shot one, and then...
Yeah.
And then as the other one was leaving... He missed the first shot.
Who did?
Cooper missed the first shot, and then the bird flew.
Misses it on the fucking ground, but put it in the air, and he's got
it. Yeah, as soon as the thing gets 15 feet off the ground, he rolls it.
Dude, I still watch that video from time to time, and I'm like, how did he squeeze that?
The whole shot.
Yeah. But, okay, so that puts us where we're at. Where are you going?
I need to go to the bathroom real quick.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 5 minutes.
You're up. 5 minutes?
Hey, we're not cutting that out.
That's staying. God damn it.
Pause.
Yep.
All right. We're back after Bryce's
a brief bathroom break.
Brief intermission. All right. So jumping forward now, Bryce decides to go solo venture. And go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't say it'd be solo, but it was kind of like a guided hunt. It was really freaking cool, actually. But, yeah, so my girlfriend's dad told me to bring my bow because there's this Tom that's been hanging around for a week, and he was in the same spot, same time, for 7 days. And, yeah, so I'm actually laying in bed at the lake house. The lake house is like 10 miles out of town. And he's got to go back to the house where the turkey is to feed all the animals. And he's like, you ready to go? Like, it was like daylight outside. And I was like, I'll probably just sleep in today. Let's go tomorrow morning. And he's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And then he's fixing this light. He's fucking with this light over at the counter for 30 minutes. And he's like, he comes back over. And I'm just laying on my phone in bed. And he's like, you sure you don't want to go? And I look at him, I was like, should I? And he's like, yeah, I mean, yeah. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I get up, brush my teeth real quick, grab my bow, put it all together. Haven't even put an arrow through it since I put it all back together. And so I got my bow. We're in the truck. We're leaving, right? We're going to town. And we pull up. We're going down the driveway, which is like 2 miles long. And we get to the spot. It's kind of the valley, and there's trees, and there's kind of an opening in the middle. And he's like, they're usually right there. Where the fuck are they? And their roost tree is like 300 yards. I can see it to the north. And he kind of crests this hill, and he pulls out his binos. He's like, oh, shit, they're right there. It's probably like 500 yards away. So we're driving towards him, and he stops, and then he crow calls, and they bark off. They bark off, and it was cool. I was like, oh, fuck. And they... So they're kind of working towards the west, not moving very fast, but we're also driving towards the west. So we drive past them, and they kind of spook a like they get a little antsy and they kind of work a little bit further back into the field. So probably 50 to 60 yards off the road. So I grab my bow and I'm walking crunch down on the road. There's like a 6-foot embankment that goes up, so they can't see me. And I'm walking down and I get where I think, because I'm kind of popping up and looking at them, see where they are. And I get where I think that they are. And I crawl up the embankment with my bow and I take my hat off, throw it down, and I stand up. I wasn't stand up. I was kind of crouched and I had my bow and I was locked and everything. And I don't have a fucking rangefinder on me. They were probably like 70, 80 yards out. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not just going to guess and sling an arrow all the way out there. So I get down and they're probably further than that by the time I get all situated and everything. So I get down and walk back down by the truck and I kind of work up the hill again, the embankment again, and they're 60, 70 yards again. So me and Bob are talking and we're like, well, let's go down to the house and get all the shit and then let's hunt them again. Let's stalk them. So we drive all the way down to the house. And once again, I don't have a rangefinder on me. So Bob gets his rangefinder out, kind of sets it. And he's like, I got to dig all my turkey calls out of the closet. And I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
Sounds prepared.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm not going to fucking wait. So I grab his rangefinder, put it in my sweatshirt pocket, and I hop barbed wire fence, and I'm taking off. And there's an oil pump pumping right in where these turkeys are. And I'm like, that's good. It's kind of covering my sound. So I work up kind of, and it's kind of sitting on an embankment or like a flat where I can kind of sit behind and they won't see me. So I work up there, and I'm looking around, and they're further to the south, right at a fence line where there's a cattle guard. And I'm like, okay. So I work back down. It's kind of hard to follow, but work back down where there's timber, and then I'm back up, and then I get back there, and they're gone. And I'm like, they probably crossed the cattle guard, and they're in this other field now where there's a bunch of timber, and there's some tracks and stuff. So by that time, Bob's kind of walking by this oil pump, and he's coming. He's like, where the fuck they go? And I was like, they went over there. And we're kind of up there by where that cattle guard are now. The cattle guard is now. And there's turkey trucks everywhere. And one thing I did learn also is I was like, Bob, what the fuck is this? And it was where their feathers drug on in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty cool. But yeah, so we're going and we're kind of sitting by these evergreens trying to find these turkeys now because there's a bunch of brush and there's tracks that run everywhere. And Bob has got his fucking hen call out and he is railing on it. And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? And Bob's like, God damn, I'm going to call in a coyote if I keep doing that.
Like but a slate call, bock call?
It was a mouth call.
Oh, mouth call.
Yeah, and it was bad. It was bad.
It was bad.
The slate, what do you call a slate call with the...
Yeah, striker.
Yeah. When you were doing it, when we were hunting and when Drew was doing it, it was 1,000 times better than this mouth call. But anyway, so they don't gobble back or anything. There's one tom, that's it, in this little group. And yeah, they don't gobble back or anything, so we're like, we gotta go find them or else they're gonna be gone, we're gonna lose them. So we're walking to the west again where this two-lane track is, and then think there's a two-lane track that kind of goes to the southwest. Sun splits right there, and we're walking, and Bob's got a Jake decoy in his hand and also a hen decoy in his hand. And I see this hen down this two-lane track that's just sitting, not sitting there, walking, head
up and down, up and down.
Beep bopping through this two-lane track. And I'm like, oh shit, Bob, there he is. And then like a second later, you see the fucking tom.
Bammed out.
Just yeah. Pops out. Big dicking down there. I'm like, oh fuck, Bob, there they are. So Bob at this point is kind of crouching down, but he's holding the Jake decoy like this in the air.
Is it
like,
above the embankment? Is that why he's doing that so they can see?
Well, they're
it,
down or? Below. It's kind of a hill now. Yeah, but that's why he's doing it because
he can't be seen. Tom, so if he raises him, it.
But he had the fucking Jake decoy like this in there. And
pretty much the same shit we were dealing with.
Yeah. He's moving it like this, but he's also calling at the same time. And at that point, he sits down and stabs the Jake decoy in the ground, faces it away from where they're coming because he said that. Yeah. A tom would circle it just like a buck would or, you know, anything like that. So he stabs the Jake decoy in the ground, and then he's got a hen that's on the ground, like the Jake is going to mount the hen. And at that point, the fucking tom is
pissed.
He's not running. He's just walking. and going.
He's sizing up. He's like, are we really going to do this?
But yeah, there's a video. You guys saw the video. Yeah. He's fucking strutted up the whole time. And he's just back to back to back. And in the video, you see that I'm kind of, it looks like I'm in the fucking wide open.
Looks like you're elk hunting.
Yeah. But I'm actually like tucked up pretty close to that evergreen. Mm-hmm. They couldn't see me back. And then as soon as Jake was in the exact spot as soon as he like touches the Jake, I could shoot. So that was perfect. And Bob is sitting back in the evergreens a little bit further. I'm on my knees and I'm peeking behind the evergreen like this, the trail. I'm right here. They're walking up a trail like this. And I'm peeking behind and can see right here. And the hen and the Jake, not the hen and the Jake, the hen and the Tom are just looking at the decoys. And I'm peeking at them. I'm like, okay, so I can't see them anymore. And they're not in front of the tree. So I just decided to draw. And I was holding it. I held it for probably 15 seconds. That's it. They're moving pretty quick. And yeah, once the hen passed the Tom, and then once the Tom was almost to the Jake, I just struck him. And yeah, I didn't know if I killed him because I've never fucking turkey hunted or anything. So I hit him.
He racked another one.
Which yeah,
is, I hit it's him a good practice.
And racked another always, one and always stood up, and Bob was like, he's dead. So okay. I was like, okay.
At the end, because when you were racking another one, it did look like he wasn't completely dead, obviously.
He was, like, walking away.
Yeah, but when you had your head down, he was, like, he fell face first, and his butt was up in the air.
He still wasn't dead yet when we were walking up there, and he finally died.
Even when you shoot him with a shotgun, it takes him a long
time. Yeah. He finally died.
It ain't like they just croak like that.
Sometimes they do.
Really?
It's...
But no, good practice, like you were saying, dude. It's always good, no matter what. It don't matter, whatever. Deer, turkey, elk.
You have a reason to think he's still alive, mm-hmm. for another one in him. Mm-hmm. But yeah. There's no reason to...
That's exactly what I did too. When I see him, he's still walking away, I'm like, better rack another
one. The footage is actually pretty epic in that.
Yeah, that's really good footage.
I was watching him like
it literally looks like an elk hunt. Because you got the evergreens in the middle of this wide open patch, mm-hmm. what it looks like. And this turkey literally walked right.
Well, it's crazy how like similar like all these hunts are. You know what I mean? Like I know a lot of people say they're like turkey and elk, it's like the same thing hunting. It's like yes and no, but there are so many similarities. Even like with deer, like you were saying about how that Tom would circle that decoy just like a buck would. Like it's cool how it's interesting.
Well, that's also great that
how they all have these same tendencies.
And Bob has been around that stuff his whole life. He knows some, like, I think that you guys know a lot, but when I talk to Bob, and I don't know if you guys have never talked to Bob about all this shit, but he knows so fucking much shit that's
crazy.
He's been doing it since he's freaking 15 years old, you know?
Well, and that's the cool thing
and
about it,
too.
He's been
out there his whole life.
That's the cool thing about it, too. Like, yeah, you can learn a lot from Colton and I, but, like, if you go talk to Bob or if we go talk to Bob, there's shit we can learn. Like, you're always going to learn something with
him. And that's so good that I was with him, or else I would have never killed those turkeys if I wasn't with him.
Yeah.
If they would have never saw the Jake decoy or when they saw the hen that was down right by him. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
And the whole time when those Toms were working up the trail, he was calling too the whole time. It was hen calling, but it was very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a pretty, pretty bird. I mean, it's sitting here on the table and we all can look at it and I'm so mad at you. It ain't even funny.
It was fun. It was so fun. Dude, when I worked back up there, put that second arrow back in my quiver, my legs were shaking.
Yeah.
This morning he was shaking like a fucking... dog pitching who? Shit and peach.
Yeah. Who? When?
Whenever that bird was right behind us.
Oh, I was
looking at your legs. And
I was, well, it was weird because I was in the chair because we put lawn chairs in there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not like on a bucket. So if you sit in the back of it, you're like
you're too far
slumped.
Down. You got
to
get on the edge.
I'm like getting on the edge and I'm trying to like keep it to where like, okay, if he comes out, you know, I don't have to move my body. I can grab my bow and go. And this bird, Colton's like, and I like, turning my head this way and I can see the bird, but I'm like, I want to look this way. And I'm like, just trying to keep my fucking body from sliding back into the chair. Cause I didn't want to have to re-pop up. So yeah, I probably was shaking a little bit. I wasn't nervous at all, but I just think it's funny. You killed, I don't know. That's a pretty bird. Is it not?
Yeah, it's a good one.
And it's, I told Bryce before this even turkey
definitely
season,
a hell of a first bird
before it started. I'm like, dude, I want to kill a Rio. And that Friday before he even left, he found me. He blue dots my ass. He comes, finds me at the neighbor's. He's like, I need your bow case. I'm like, you're doing it, you jackass. I know you're doing it. But no, that's all right. We still got a few days left here.
And the first times you kill these different kinds of animals and shit. It's so fucking, just like when I killed my first deer, you're with me.
Oh yeah.
Dude, like when I killed that turkey, I was like,
well, I remember
this is the funnest shit ever.
Braden used to say, fuck turkeys. Like,
oh yeah, Colt.
Fuck turkeys. And then he shot his first one. He's like, he came up to me like a week later, like, dude, I got the itch. And
oh yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun, dude. It was like, especially how it all
added
up.
If you're one of the hunters that likes to watch shit,
yeah,
that likes watching stuff unfold, turkey hunting is one of the best, like most dramatic and most beautiful thing you can watch, because it's
I think my favorite thing about it all, because like, you know, usually when deer season ends, you know, December 31st, I mean, there's extended doe season, but whatever. But like, you know what I mean? You're like, there's such just like buffer period before anything. And like, you know, we got elk trips and stuff scheduled, but think about turkey season. It's like right there in the perfect time. You know, you keep shooting your bow, you get a hunt, you know, it kind of keeps you in the mindset of it's like, okay, like, I don't know. It keeps, you know what I mean?
From and the having thing, such the thing a long about sit period. How like, I'm also coming off like a high of it, but I've thought it was so much more fun than deer hunting because you were moving and you were active and you were like, it's like your decisions at a split second matter. It wasn't just sitting there and like you depending on them.
To a podcast and they were talking about like, a lot of people say turkeys are stupid and it's easy. Like, turkey hunting is not easy.
No.
Don't get me wrong. It's,
it can
but
be.
What he said,
it can happen.
But what makes it seem easier is because every time you go turkey hunting, you're going to get in them. Like, most of the time, if you're a true turkey hunter, you do the scouting, you know where they're at, you know their routine, so you're going to be in them every day. Because there's only so much they do every day. Like, they have to strut. They have to breed. And then, like, late season, the hens move off, so the toms are by themselves. Turkeys are so smart. Like, they
definitely don't get the credit they deserve.
Like, maybe early season, just like deer, they're stupid because they're
so pussy.
They're so aggressive about getting the first, like in case of deer hunting, the first doe in estrus or first turkey that comes into heat, or I don't even know how that works. But when the turkeys are ready to breed, the toms are aggressive. But then you get into late season and it's probably not smart to be using Jake decoys because they've been fighting for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And when all the hens have been bred and they're looking for nests, those toms are out wandering by themselves looking for single women out there. If they come across a hen with a Jake, they're probably not going to want to fight. So they're just going to leave.
Well, and it's also like we've always said, it's also so situational. Like, you know, there's guys who got a buck on a summer pattern and kill him 2-3 days into the season. Same thing with us last year with a 20-minute double. Like, it happens, but
it's hard when you can't pattern them. Like this year, we haven't been able to pattern them because they're not.
No, it's just and that's the thing. That's hunting as a whole. You know, you can't. It's not every time you're just going to walk in there and kill something.
Like same with deer hunting, like. The properties you hunt change. Like, 1 year it's in corn, 1 year it's in beans. Like, for deer, for turkey, like last year when we shot our turkeys, we didn't have much rain.
Mm-mm.
We hadn't had much rain, so the hay wasn't very tall. So they were more comfortable coming out into my property because
they can see.
They could see all the way across. Now, right now, it's probably 4 or 5 foot tall.
Oh, there's spots, and like, if you're in like a low spot when we were walking out, it's up to your damn chest.
Yeah. And there's no way they can see. Like, yesterday when that hen came out, she literally walked right into the hay.
Yeah.
And we were watching her the whole time, disappeared. Couldn't find her. And then I was like, oh, I see her head out there in the middle of the field. No, she turned around, and she came right back out. But I thought she was out in the middle of the field. But
fucking completely lost her.
They disappear out here. And that's the difference between hunting here and hunting out west. Is out west, you can drive around and find
them. And see.
And
birds.
Find them because there's so much more open land. Here, there's so much brush and so many trees that they have.
You're really looking on field corners and shit like that.
You really need to know where they're roosting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Around here, you really. Out there, you can pattern them a lot easier. So, like, if you drive around at daybreak and you see them in a field, you know the roostery's got to be
relatively close.
And out there, there's only like a patch of trees here, patch of trees here. So you know if there's turkeys in this field, then they're roosting in this patch of trees here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He knew, Bob knew exactly where the Rouge tree was too. There was two dead trees.
Probably big cottonwoods.
I don't know what they were, but they were dead. And that's where the two trees that they roosted in every
that's
night.
That's how they are. My mom's like, it's just one giant creek that runs mm-hmm. behind her property. And oh, there's just a couple giant cottonwoods.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing that I don't know if helped me, but Bob was saying that there's a hen that was loose, not loose, but was detached from their little group every single day. That would run around by herself all day. So I didn't know if that Tom thought that was that hen. And that was just a random Jake that was found her or what? I don't know if that helped.
I don't know, but it all came together.
Yeah. One other thing I was going to ask, because I don't know anything about turkeys. Do male turkeys lose their fans and stuff? That's the same feathers the whole time. Do they lose their beard at all? So it's the same. Okay.
I mean,
not like a deer where they drop their rack.
No. So like Jake's, like, you know how they, like Brayden said, that it's like an inch taller.
Yeah.
So those are their primary feathers. These, the middle feathers are the ones that grow the first.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Jake's, the reason their fans all aren't full is because these ones are still growing. So those ones are fully grown, but none of these have grown out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the only thing that really grows. Like once they get mature after being over 2 years old, their fans don't grow. Their beards don't grow. Their spurs are the only thing that grows different, or mostly. I mean, at some point, you're going to max out. Obviously.
But they don't lose their spurs either. They just
no.
keep growing.
I mean, they can break them off. Like, I've killed turkeys with one spur before, mm-hmm. or nub, or... I mean, they're all different. Like, you obviously shoot ones with two beards, or three beards, or state
yeah,
record in Kansas
crazy.
Has, like, seven beards, and... Like, I've shot a double beard, and my buddy Dalton shot a double spurred turkey.
One other thing
two spurs
that
on
I was
going to
ask is, like, I might not have been looking, but you don't really ever see turkeys besides now. Like, do they strut up all year round, or do they?
So
I honestly
they
see,
will.
I see a lot of turkeys in the fall.
They group up in the winter. They're called winter flocks. So all the turkeys within like a 3 mile radius will get into one giant group. So that's why you don't see them much, is because they're not all spread out.
Mm-hmm.
When you do see them in the winter or the fall, they're in giant groups
yep.
of like 40, 50, 60, 100.
Well, that's
turkeys.
Like that trail camera picture we get, and there's a dozen
yeah,
to
I've
15
remember seeing those turkeys
birds.
Out. Yeah. So that's why you don't think that they're around, is because they're such big winter flocks. And they will strut in the winter time, and it's not as
common.
It's not as often. Like mm-hmm. they're not gonna go out there and strut for 4 hours and then push the birds around. Like it's just
right.
But do they stay in the same roost tree, or do they just jump roost trees?
They
all have
multiple trees.
They can.
They
yeah.
can.
When it comes to springtime, they'll probably roost in the same.
Do they
tree.
All roost in that same tree?
No, they'll spread out. I mean, it, like, depends how big the group is, but, like, one cotton tree can hold, like, five or six of them, and then...
Well, that's like when I was walking out during deer season. The first time it happened, it scared the shit out of me. I'm walking up the hill to get out of there, and I just... It scared me, and I look up, and there was turkeys that had just flew. I walked right under one of their trees, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, what was that? And I figured it out, and...
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't much of a tree that they were in. I was kind of surprised too. I was like looking at it. I'm like, that is not a very big tree. And don't get me wrong, you know, right there in the timber, there was a whole bunch of, there were bigger trees, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, that kind of puts us all up to date. Like I said, I still got to get one killed. I think Colton and I are going to try to get it done tonight. Hopefully.
We'll get it done.
We got a few days.
Might have to work a little bit harder than we wanted for it.
Right.
I had to sit in that fucking tree stand.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see behind the fence?
We could have shot it if we were in the tree stand, but it...
We needed him to cross that freaking fence.
Cross the fence line.
Didn't want him.
Didn't matter anyway.
Didn't matter. But, all right then. Bryce, congrats on a freaking beautiful Rio for a first bird. I'm very jealous. I don't like you. Colton, you better... pull your head out of your ass and
hey.
Find me. just kidding. But for the listeners out there, I think we are back. You know, Baby is 4 months old, getting in the routine of things with him. Colt, yeah, he's
pretty much off to college at this point.
But Colton's probably going to be down for the count for a bit here coming up. You know, he's going to be busy, but we're back. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Like I said, we're going to try to start dropping them more. I got to get Drew in here and do get our elk shit on here. But thank you for listening to the Midwest Science Hunt podcast.
Adios.
We'll catch you on the next one. See ya.
That's a wrap. Oh, your head down. December 21st, it changed my life forever. He was coming downwind, he ain't even noticed me. I stood up and grabbed my bow, he made his way down through the funnel. I drew back, I'm locked, I'm ready to rock, it ain't no turning back. It's like a meteorite when it took flight, look like a shooting star. Let my arrow fly, then he died within 40 yards. Send my thanks to heaven, cause I have to give thanks to God. Media waited and then put out within a couple days. Couple hours go by, I was already at 20K. Views steady going up, knocking out milestones. I can never get give it up, I had to stay strong. How could I forget to mention when I was running through thickets? Grabbing her with old heads, we were trying to get a limit. Twin pack of beagle hounds, sounding like dog pounds. Cats, I'm trying to cross the lane, then I had to cut them down. I see the times are changing. Overlooked for so long, to see it change is amazing. Outdoor magazine.